Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Today we're in John 10, looking at the fourth I am saying of Jesus. In John 10, verse 14, we read, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also." Think about the best leader you've had in sport. Perhaps a coach, a club captain, a manager. Think about the qualities that made them that special leader for you. Perhaps a focus and determination towards the cause, or an ability to inspire and encourage, or a calming influence over others when the pressure is on. Today we see that Jesus has all these things and so much more. He continues to speak into the context of sheep farming in the Middle East, as we witnessed in the last I am saying. But before we start thinking about how our Shepherd King leads us in the world of sport, we need to know a couple of crucial things. First, if you were a sheep in the Middle East, your life utterly depended on your shepherd. The shepherd had to keep moving his sheep to places with food and water over tough terrain, keeping his sheep safe from falling into deep ravines or getting caught in thorn bushes. It was the shepherd's job to protect the sheep from predators. The shepherd's job was to keep the sheep alive. And secondly, at places in the Old Testament, check out Ezekiel 34 if you have a moment, the people of Israel are known as sheep. Sheep in need of a shepherd, but shepherdless. The leaders that God had sent again and again had failed at being good shepherds of God's people. What God's people need is a shepherd who will lead his people back to the safety of the care of God. Who will this be? And will God's people follow the shepherd like the sheep they are? So, when Jesus makes this definitive, "I am the good shepherd" statement, it's loaded and dripping with truth and wonder for the people of Israel then and for us as sports people today. Here's three truths to hang on to today. First, your good shepherd knows you as the Father knows him. See, we read, "I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father." So as you journey to your sports fixture today, perhaps battling the worries and anxieties that can so easily raise their ugly heads, will you remember whose you are? The Good Shepherd knows you. In chapter 10, verse 3, it even says that he knows your name. That's another way of saying he knows everything about you, every single detail. In fact, he knows you like the Father knows him. You are known by the Shepherd King. What a place of care and love and tenderness you find yourself in today before you step out into the sporting arena. Second, the Good Shepherd died to save you. We read, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." This is what marks the Good Shepherd out as different from the shepherds that have been before. That's incredible love. Sheep are needy, foolish, dirty, smelly. We get lost. We do stupid things. Our sin is great and the consequences lethal. But he came to sort it. The shepherd dies to save the sheep. That's how much he loves them. What a leader. The greatest of all time. Remember what he's done for you today and go and play with an unadulterated joy and freedom. And lastly, the Good Shepherd has not finished gathering sheep. Verse 16 we read, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also." Oh, the leader of leaders, the shepherd of shepherds says to you, "I've got you. I know you well. I've died to save you. You're in my sheep pen. Now, I've got to go and find other lost sheep." What an encouragement that Jesus has not finished shepherding. He's at work in your sports club today. He's looking, calling, and willing to die for your friends to save them. So let's go today. Let's go well and point our friends towards the Good Shepherd, the best leader of all. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus is my Good Shepherd. Thank you that he laid down his life for mine. Please help me to follow him this game day and point others toward him. Amen. And let's also pray for our friends. Take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.